2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let's read together, please. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Father, we thank you for Sunday morning, and we thank you for Sunday and day we can give to you of our busy schedules and truly show you the importance that you are to us. Now, God, please work in our hearts today as we've come to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Help us to hear what you want from us. Help us to be willing to do it. God, work in our hearts today in a special way. Now, Father, for that to be accomplished, we need you to anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power. Fill him for this task ahead. And Father, as it's been prayed this morning, we pray if there's somebody here this morning that does not know 100% for sure they're going to heaven, that they would settle it before they leave this room. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, let me give you this cell phone warning. You have to make sure your cell phone is turned off or to vibrate. If it goes off during the service now and we hear it, we hear the sound of it, God is going to attach a special curse upon you. And it'll never be removed. It'll be for the rest of your life. Maybe it'll be something horrible like leprosy or something. I'm not sure, but it'll be awful. So just, now if you're using your phone for your Bible, that's fine. Just make sure it doesn't, we don't hear the ESPN music, okay? Just bear with us on this. Now I'm going to ask you to sit still and listen a few moments, would you? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I want you this morning to just sort of draw a little circle around yourself, and I want you to consider how that verse applies to you today. You say, well, Pastor Johnson, I'm already a Christian, and I know that means that if you're a saved person, you're a new creature, a new creation, and I already know that. Okay, that's important, that's good, and I'm glad to hear that you know that you're a Christian, that you're a saved person. But you see, there's something in this verse for God's people too. There's something here for Christians to consider. So it's not just for those who need to be saved, it's for those who are saved who need to consider this one verse. So we're going to just take one verse this morning, kind of go through it a few minutes, and take a look at some things you need to consider. For example, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you know that means that there's a promise there that needs to be claimed. If any man be in Christ. Now, I did some intense study on this any man statement. Let me tell you what it means. Any man, just exactly like the Bible says. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place, from any background, any walk of life, any person. Now listen, people exclude themselves from what God never intended. Does God give salvation to everyone? No, he does not. But God gives salvation to anyone who will come to Christ. So what God does is this. Now listen, what God does is this. God provides for salvation to any person who's willing to come to God through Christ. Look at verse number 18, please, here.